Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 25 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, True Passion for His Presence. Martin Lloyd-Jones once wrote, "The most vital question to ask about all who claim to be Christian is this: have they a soul thirst for God?" Our text for today is from Psalm 27, verses 4 through 9. "One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For He will hide me in His shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, 'Seek my face.' My heart says to you, 'Your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger, O you who have been my help. Cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation.'" How is your passion for the Lord? On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most passionate, where would you rate your present level of love for the Lord? Oftentimes, we are most inclined to love God when we are experiencing the greatest blessings. Yet David expresses his most lavish praise to God during a season of his most significant pain. David could teach us all about true worship, which is praising God first for who He is. Circumstances do not change His character. Our problems do not diminish His power. And no enemy can alter His love for us. Warren Wiersbe describes David's words as follows: "The secret of David's public confidence was his private obedience. He took time to fellowship with the Lord and get directions from Him. David knew that the most important part of his life was the part that only God could see, and this was one priority he would not negotiate. David was living in the wilderness of Judea, away from the sanctuary of the Lord, but he was still able to enter into fellowship with his God. God's house was but a tent, for the temple had not yet been built, but it was still referred to as God's temple." Check out 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9, and also 1 Samuel 3:3. The imagery in verses 4 through 6 is the Old Testament equivalent of abiding in Christ. Check out John chapter 15, 1 through 8 for more information on that. In the ancient Near East, when a visitor entered his host's tent, the host was personally responsible for his protection and provision. In the flimsy tent, became a fortress. The word beauty in verse 4 means not only the glory of God's character, but also the richness of His goodness and favor to His people. Check out Psalm 16:11, 90 verse 17, and 135 verse 3. David took time to meditate and to contemplate the wonders of God's grace. He came away from his times of worship feeling the rock under his feet and seeing above and beyond the enemy to the victory God had prepared. No wonder he vowed to God that when he returned to Jerusalem, he would bring thank offerings to him and joyfully worship him. In the darkest times of our lives, we can find peace and strength through faithful and consistent worship of God from the unseen places in our hearts. A genuine passion for His presence cannot be diminished by worldly circumstances if the Lord is the true love of our lives. Some questions to consider. In what ways can your most painful seasons turn into your greatest times of worshiping the Lord? What can you learn from David's praise in Psalm 27, verse 8? You have said, "Seek my face." My heart says to you, "Your face, Lord, do I seek." And finally, consider how the following quotes from Timothy Keller connect with Psalm 27, verses 4 through 9. You don't really know Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. Suffering is unbearable if you aren't certain that God is for you and with you. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.